This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has signed into law a bill to set up a new administration to oversee mental and behavioral health services in Colorado. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new law is meant to make the state's behavioral health system more efficient and streamlined. Another goal is to coordinate funding for mental health and substance use treatment. According to the nonprofit Mental Health America, Colorado ranks last in the nation for access to care in relation to adult mental health needs. Democratic Representative Judy Amabile has been spearheading bills to increase access.
I'm feeling optimistic that we're going to make some change and that we're going to help some people and improve on our mental health care system.
Other new laws would increase residential treatment beds for adults and children and put money into filling in gaps for treatment for children and families. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Latino families are asking their school district for healthier, fresh food for school meals. The nonprofit group El Paso has presented a petition to the St. Vrain Valley School District just north of Denver. It's signed by 1,000 people calling for changes to the menu. Currently, the schools rely heavily on processed and frozen food. Seventh grader Diana Sanchez told the district's Board of Education this week that the food they serve is not enough.
For breakfast, I don't just want a piece of bread full of sugar. Why don't you include eggs, toasted bread, bacon, or fresh fruit?
The school district hasn't responded to the group's requests and says it is committed to creating balanced and nutritious meals. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. This hour, It's Here and Now, we'll be talking about gun violence and press freedoms around the world. Thanks for listening. It's 12:06.